The University of Massachusetts wants to compete with Southern New Hampshire University and other big online educators. Last night, UMass President Marty Meehan announced plans to move into online education focused on adult learners. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Meehan told a gathering at Boston's UMass Club last night, one big reason to move into online education is that the number of college students in New England is declining.
In New England, there will be between 32 and 54,000 fewer age college students just 7 years from now. That means colleges and universities will have too much capacity and not enough demand at a time when the economic model in higher education is already straining under its own weight.
Meehan said on-campus education is increasingly expensive, and taxpayer support for public universities has been in a long decline.
Meanwhile, since 2008, state funding for public higher education has decreased when you adjust for inflation by 12.5%, according to a recent report by the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. The equation is simple. As costs go up, inability to keep pace with inflation from the state, we make cuts that impact students, and our students and their families pay and borrow more.
Meehan says by offering online education for adults, UMass will address the needs of the group of people who are unable to pay off their college loans, those who did not graduate.
Approximately 1 million adults in Massachusetts have some college credit, but no bachelor's degree.
In that context, it's a Band-Aid for a broken system.
Zach Bears is executive director of Mass Phenom. It's a grassroots organization that is pushing for more funding for public higher education.
Those adult students, there never should have been a system where the only way for them to get an education was to take on debt in the first place. So in that sense, I mean, it's good that we're providing more options and trying to fix that. In the long term, we need to address the systemic challenges that have forced so many students into that position.
The UMass plan for a national online college does get the support of Governor Charlie Baker.
UMass as a system should be the adult online education leader here in the Commonwealth for people who are either looking to secure a credential because of their place of employment or to finish the degree that they never got finished or to pursue a degree in something that's particularly important to them.
UMass would be competing with universities that have been in the online education business for years: Southern New Hampshire University, Arizona State, Purdue, and Penn State. Meehan says UMass intends to become one of 4 or 5 major national players in that business with strong footholds in their region. Meehan did not ignore on-campus education in his annual State of the University address. He endorsed legislation that would restore public higher education funding to 2001 levels. That's something Bears was happy to hear.
Higher education funding has dropped by over a third per student since 2001.
And Meehan pointed out that one aspect of UMass finances is improving, its endowment. When Meehan took over the presidency in 2005, he made it one of his priorities to increase the endowment. At the time, it was $768 million. Last night, he said it's almost $1 billion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.